It is the radio segment that can't wait to give you a massage later. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Lancashire, England. 43-year-old David Greaves broke into a pub last month, stole two cash registers and two TVs.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He couldn't carry everything that he wanted to steal, so he put them in his car and then went back inside to steal more stuff. Just one problem. While David was inside getting his second load of things, somebody broke into his car and stole all the stuff that he'd stolen from the bar.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, and you're so angry when you come out to your car and you see it's gotten broken into, but you're also like, I can't do anything about it.
The police say that the security cameras showed, quote, confusion on David's face when he got back to his car. Authorities did show up shortly afterwards and arrested David, although according to police, it was a strange arrest since the suspect did not have most of the items that he stole.
Oh my God.
Still, the security cameras showed him stealing the things, so he is responsible.
He gets the rat.
It sucks.
It's not a bad idea, though. Just follow around thieves.
That's genius. And then steal from them after they've done the hard work.
Right. It's so easy.
David just pled guilty to one count of burglary. He got a suspended sentence and probation, and police haven't caught the guys who actually have the goods. This next laser story is out of Hesse, Germany. Last month, a bank clerk fell asleep on his keyboard. At the time, he was transferring $85 into a customer account.
Oh, no.
But when he fell asleep, his hand landed on the 2. So he accidentally transferred 222,222,222. So basically, 222 million euros into the account.
Oh, my God!
No, it just feels like you should be able to keep that.
That's the equivalent of 296 million U.S. dollars.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
His supervisor didn't notice, and the transfer went through.
How do you not notice that?
Yeah, it's a little,
The guy who was suddenly hundreds of millions of dollars richer either didn't notice or was too ethical to withdraw it all. Thankfully for the bank, another coworker ended up spotting it and fixing the error. The clerk who made the mistake wasn't fired, but the supervisor who missed the mistake was fired.
Oh, ouch.
So he's been an example at the bank for 26 years and now fired because this dude fell asleep and he didn't catch his error.
Yikes.
This next laser story is out of Salt Lake City, Utah. 61-year-old Davey Thompson made a tough decision recently. After working at his current job for more than 2 decades, he decided to retire.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him, yeah.
Even though it was bittersweet to leave his job, Davey thought it was the right time and wanted to call it quits.
Yeah, good job.
All his coworkers got together and threw him a party and asked him what he was going to do with all of his new spare time. Davey jokingly told the group he was going to win the lottery and go fishing for the rest of his life.
Sounds yeah, awesome.
Right? That's everybody's dream. Mm-hmm. I mean, besides maybe the fishing part, I'd do something else, but whatever.
Interestingly enough, a few days later, Davey was in his local convenience store and thought about what he said, so he bought a lottery ticket and found out that he just won $1,000 a week for life.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh, nice.
Oh my gosh, he needs a pension now.
Yep. He was so shocked and elated that the first thing he did was go back to his office where he just retired from the week before and tell everybody the good news. Like, see, I did follow through on that. I won the lottery. And on top of whatever Davey's got saved for retirement, he'll now get an extra $50,000 a year minus taxes.
That's awesome. Good job, Davey.
He says he's looking forward to spending the extra cash on vacations, fast cars, and loose women.
Oh, I really? That was his statement?
He really said spending time with his grandkids.
Oh, okay.
I thought it'd be more exciting if he said that. This next laser story is out of wedding headquarters. Suddenly, there's a new trend in wedding photos. Apparently, it's now a thing for all the bridesmaids to line up next to each other, turn around, and then flip up their dresses and show a little butt cheek.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah, I've seen these for a while.
Yeah.
Really? I haven't done them in the last 2 weddings I've been at, yeah. But they get, like, panties with, like, things spelled out on it.
Yeah, and then they, like, tuck their dresses into them sometimes or something.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
We're not sure that it's exactly a trend or just a few people online doing it, but in the last month, at least 2 very popular bridal magazines have reported on it. They also suggest possible reasons for this. One, brides want more funny photos to remember than just the regular classic ones. Two, Also, the typical bride works out for months before her wedding and wants to show off her butt.
Yeah, hey, good for her. It gets lost under that dress, really. Yeah.
Us bros should do that.
Yeah, they should. Just pull your pants down.
Yeah.
Jockstrap, that'd be cool, too.
I actually have a picture of my husband with all his groomsmen in their pants basically down. Yeah.
But that was a picture you got from some footage because you were spying on him to see what he was doing before the wedding.
It was actually a gift, but whatever.
This next laser story is out of San Francisco. A family from South Korea was visiting San Francisco 2 years ago, and their 8-month-old infant accidentally fell off the bed in the hotel room and hit his head.
Oh, that can be so scary.
He wouldn't stop crying, so they called 911, and an ambulance took them to the hospital. Mm. The doctors quickly figured out that the baby was okay. He took a quick nap in his mother's arm, and then they gave him a bottle of formula, and he was discharged a few hours later. Okay. The entire hospital visit took just over 3 hours.
Mm.
And it took 2 years for the hospital to track down the family, but they just sent them a bill for $18,836.
What?
Oh, what? Yep.
What? For the kid to take a nap in his mom's arms and did drink a bottle. I mean, they did get the ambulance ride. I get it, but...
Almost all of it was a $15,000 trauma fee.
But trauma for who?
That's
There's
what
no
the
trauma.
Hospital charges when it needs to bring together a team for a potentially serious injury in the ER. The family is working with a patient advocate to try to negotiate the bill, since it seems like just a little too much to pay for a quick exam, a nap, and a bottle of formula.
Yeah.
But the advocate thinks the family will be lucky if they can get the bill down to $14,000.
That is ridiculous.
So next time your baby falls down and hits his head, just don't rush to the hospital. You know, just see if you can work it out on your own, I guess.
That is the message.
This next laser story is out of hygiene headquarters. Ever been in a public bathroom, taken one look at the toilet seat, and realized there was no way you were going to sit down on that filthy little thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to experts, it actually might be worse for your health to hover above the toilet seat than to just plop down right on top of the grossness.
Really?
Here's why. Researchers say that when you hover, it makes the muscles in your abs, back, legs, and pelvic area really tense. That makes it harder for you to go to the bathroom, so you have to push harder. And if you do that enough, you could wind up with a hernia.
Oh, my God!
There's some toilets I'd take a hernia for, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'd rather have a hernia than some of the things that I think these toilet seats have on them. Plus, it might mean that you don't empty your bladder completely, and that can lead to urinary tract infections. But if you just sit on the toilet, it's, quote, very unlikely that you would catch anything. Very unlikely. Still likely, but very unlikely.
I actually sit on most public toilets. My best friend's a nurse practitioner. She's like, I've never seen anybody die from it.
My mom always taught me if it dries, it dies. Yep. So you just wipe it until it's completely dry, and there you go.
If you're going to catch an intestinal disease, it's probably going to be from having little particles of feces on your hands and then touching your food or your face.
Yeah, wash those hands.
So if the nasty toilet seat bacteria touches the backs of your sweet little thighs, you probably won't get sick. There you go. So don't hover anymore. Makes you too tense.
Yeah, and it makes the toilet all wet. Like, please stop doing that, you guys. If we all just sit down, it'll really, really solve the problem.
Just got to get in there and get a little dirty.
Yeah.
Sort of like this. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means the Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do Laser Stories same time on Wednesday.